Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. I just want to greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wherever that you are. You're listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. The name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Friday. The song that I have entered with is a song by Lundi, saying Vuleleni Angene. Vuleleni Angene. Wherever that you are, I'm saying to you, allow him to enter in your heart. He's saying, each and everyone, open your heart. Open your heart so that he can enter, because John the Baptist is preaching. Now the time is exactly 3:06 CAT Central African Time. What a beautiful Friday. I just want to welcome each and everyone who has just tuned in. Wherever that you are, as you have tuned in, I welcome you officially on the show that is called Time to Meditate. It's gonna be awesome, and we thank God for tonight. Wherever that you are, maybe as I speak now, maybe you are driving. I just wanna say this way to you that just relax, just relax. Don't rush. Take your time. I know that the festive season has started, and some people, as I speak today, it was their last day. Now, what I'm saying now, as it is the last day, and like I say that some people, they are traveling, they are going home because they have finished whatever they were doing at work. Now, I just want to say to you that wherever that you are, you're listening to us by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, what we're going to do is, remember every time we start this show by prayer. Now, I want you to enjoy the song that is saying, Let's have done a mutloche. Then enjoy this song. After the song, we will play another song, and with that song, we will pray. Just enjoy.
Come, pray to your gods The Bible says they prayed. There were 450. And he was the only one who was there, representing the kingdom of God. The Bible says, Elijah said, pray more. They prayed. The Bible records they even started cutting themselves. And Elijah said, maybe your gods are still sleeping. Pray again until they wake up. The Bible says they continued. When they were finished, he said, okay, now it's my turn. He said, get 4 water pots. Pour the water on the altar. The Bible says they came and they poured water on the altar. And they said, let's see if my God, you see, the Bible says, greater is he that is within us than the devil that is in the world. The Bible says, then Elijah said, it's like I see him. He's praying to God. Like I said, yes, I'm Lilo, God Jehovah, Uzibonagalise. After that, the fire came down. The Bible says, the fire of the Almighty God came down. Because the one that said, yes, I'm Lilo,
God Jehovah, Uzibonagalise.
Le Satan re remotloji. What a beautiful Friday. Remember, it is a beautiful Friday. In other words, when we're saying Le Satan remotloji is we have finished the week. We started Monday. It was Monday. Now is the time to say that Le Satan remotloji. Now, wherever that you are, I just want to say this way to you that we are going to pray. There's a song that we'll pray. We'll play, and after that song, we will pray. Just enjoy the song, because the song that we is playing, it's a song by Mutunzi Number saying, let me repeat this song, so that you can understand, and I will come back, we'll play another song, and then we will pray.
Lisatane, kibuhlungu, makahaya. Lisatane, kibuhlungu, makahaya fele. Lisatane, kibuhlungu, makahaya fele.
Yeah.
remember the story of Elijah? The Bible said, Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, come on, check it down, come on. Check it down, check it down. The Bible records that Elijah said, come, pray to your gods. The Bible says they prayed. There were 450, and he was the only one who was there, representing the kingdom of God. The Bible says, Elijah said, pray more. They prayed. The Bible records they even started cutting themselves. And Elijah said, maybe your gods are still sleeping. Pray again until they wake up. The Bible says they continued. When they were finished, he said, okay, now it's my turn. He said, get 4 water pots. Pour the water on the altar. The Bible says they came and they poured water on the altar. And they said, let's see if my God, you see, the Bible says, greater is he that is within us than the devil that is in the world. The Bible says, then Elijah said, it's like I see him. He's praying to God. Let me say, yes, I'm living. God, Jehovah, who's born again. After that, the fire came down. The Bible says, the fire of the Almighty God came down. Because the one that said, yes, I'm living.
Yes, I'm living. God, Jehovah, who's born again.
What we're saying, we are saying that le Satan remotluchi, because it's a Friday. Now we have started the day from Monday, and today it's a Friday. So I just wanna say this, that as we're saying that le Satan remotluchi, we thank God for today. We thank God for what he is doing in our life, what he have done. Because I think that sometimes the devil can think you worry, he's done with you, but he's not done with you. When God says it's done, it's done. But when God says it's not done, it's not done. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I just want to welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in our show that is called Time to Meditate. My name is John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. This show started exactly 1800 until 2100. What a beautiful Friday. Wherever you can just rejoice and say, Le Satan Igimutluji, because he thought that he is finished with you. He is finished with you. That is what the devil almost does. Sometimes the devil can think that he is finished with you, but let me tell you, he is not finished with you. He can try to do whatever that he can do, but I want to tell you that he is not finished with you. Now, we are going to pray tonight, asking God to come and be with us, asking God to come and run with us as we are doing the show. Wherever that you are, I just want to say to you, we thank you for your support. We thank you for everything that you always listening to us, and we really thank God for that. Now, I'm just going to play this song. And after playing the song, what we're going to do is we will pray. And we will ask God to come and be with us. We'll ask God to come and help us as we are continuing with our show. Now, we thank God. What a beautiful Friday. Now, we're just going to play the song. With that song, we will be praying and asking God to come and be with us tonight. Now, the song is just saying, let your will be done. Just enjoy the song. And after the song, we will pray and ask the Lord. Say, Jesus, have your way in my life. Have your way in my family. Let your will be done. Daddy, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray and we say, Lord, let your will be done tonight in this show. Let your will be done tonight in the studio on our show that is called Time to Meditate. We thank you, Lord, and we believe that you will guide us. Whatever that we're going to discuss about. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray to each and every one who have just tuned in, who is still going to tune in, listen to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Take your place, Lord, in my life, in my marriage. Now, as I speak now, maybe your marriage is somehow in a, it's somehow in another condition. But I pray, I'm saying, let your will be done into your marriage. It seems like maybe things, they are not the way you thought they are. Now you when you look at your wife now, you're starting to say, but you're starting to have lots of questions. You're starting to ask yourself, why did I enter into this? That's why Jimmy D was saying, take your place in my life. Take your place in my business. You're still listening to Pastor John Mamawulo on By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. We have prayed. We have asked God to come and be with us tonight in our studio. We have asked God to intervene because we can't move if He is not with us. There's nothing that we can do if He is not with us. That is why we have asked Him to come and be with us tonight in our show that is called Time to Meditate. Wherever that you are, maybe you are driving, you are stuck in the traffic, maybe you are going home because you have closed like the company, you took a leave that is starting today. Some of you, your company that you are working for, you've just lost today, and you are going home, traveling a long journey. Maybe some of people are going to Mozambique, some they are going to Malawi, some people are going to Venda, some people are going to Nigeria. You're traveling, you are going to see your family. But I just want to say this, that as you're going home, as you are listening to us, we are praying that let your will of God be done in your journey. Let the will of God be done in your family. Let your will be done in the transport that you are using. We want to see you again next year. We want to see you again next year. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor John Mamawulo from By the Grace Radio and By the Grace Ministry. I would like to say to you that during this festive season, people will be traveling all over the places. Now, I just want to bring this message to you that drive safely, don't drink and drive. When you are tired, rest, and after you rested, start with your journey. Don't speed, just drive normally. Make sure that you follow the rule of the road so that you can reach where you're going safely. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to protect you. We love you as By the Grace Radio and as By the Grace Ministry. We want to be able to see you next year. Stay blessed and may God continue to be with you. We love you. Bye-bye. Hallelujah.
Somebody raise
your head and give him praise, because he is God of wonders. He is God of wonders. His name is Jehovah. You're listening to By the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The name of that song is the song by Elijah Oyelende. He's saying, God of wonders, we worship you, we give you the praise. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, what a beautiful Friday. And we thank God for this day. And we know that He's having a purpose with our life. He's having a purpose with your life. He's having a purpose with my life. So that's why we're saying that we thank God for everything that He's always doing in our life. We thank Him for everything that He is doing for us, because His name is Jehovah. His name is Alpha and Omega. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Now, you can interact with us on the following platform. Our WhatsApp number is +27832894658. If you are international, if you are in South Africa, you just say 03289-4658. Or you can call us on the very same number, +27832894658. Or you can SMS us using the very same number, +27832894658. If you are in South Africa, you just start by saying 083-289-4658. Or you can send us email, radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to our website, you just see www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then when you are there, you will see each and every information is there. It will tell you what you should do in order to interact with us. You just go to contact us, and it will give you all the information that you will need. Now, what we are going to do now, we are going to do this. Now, our scripture reading tonight is going to be in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 10. Proverbs chapter number 10, verse number 1. Now, before we start in reading, I just want to tell this way to you that as you are driving, or as you will be going to go home and enjoy with your family, I will always say this word, that you must not drink and drive. You must not spend the money on something that you don't need. Because our problem is, we sometimes buy things that we don't need because we have money. We buy things that we don't need because I say that I have money. And that is where the problem is. Don't buy something that you don't need. I know that in that moment, it's not necessarily that you need it in that moment. You're going to need it, but in that time, you don't need it. So you must not buy it because you have money. It becomes a problem because now is December. Now, some people, they're going to buy things that they don't need. Some, they're going to buy cars with the money for the bonuses. Some, they're going to buy cars with the money that they have saved. You find that when you buy the car, you must buy the car that you know that that car is a reliable car. You know, I'm not saying it's wrong to buy the car that is parked on the road they said for sale. I'm not saying it's wrong. But you must make sure that before you buy it, you are sure that that car is drivable, that car is having a good history of service. Because many times I tell people that when somebody decide to sell a car, he sell a car because of the things that he see that they are troubling him in terms of the car. Okay? He sell a car because of the things that he realized that, okay, this car is going to trouble me. Now, I'm selling it so that I can get another one because this one is going to trouble me. Now, I'm saying that before you buy that car, make sure that that car is in the good condition. I know, because now, you know, everybody who wants to go home, everybody wants to go home with the car. Everybody who wants to go home wants to go home with the car. Now, it's not wrong. It's not wrong. But what I'm trying to say is, I know that maybe today, because it's the 14th of December, those who are getting paid on the 15th, they already got paid today. And some people, for example, somebody's gonna go and buy a car. Believe in me, I'm saying it is not wrong for you to buy the car because you need it. But make sure that the car that you are buying is drivable and it is having a good history. Just imagine that you spend that 25,000 that you are having now. Just imagine as you will be spending that 25,000 that you are having. And as you have that 25,000, then you're just going to buy the car that you don't know the service history of it. The person tells you that this car is worth 25,000. And then you said, okay, I have 25,000. Now I'm buying it. You buy it, and they find that maybe you are staying in Limpopo, where it's going to take you almost 350 kilometers to reach Polokwane. And then you're going to drive going there. As you drive going there, you get stuck. You know? I feel, how can I say, I feel somehow when I pass on the road, you find somebody stuck there because the car is overheating or the car can't move anymore because of the other things. I feel somehow, how can I say, I'm not feeling well when that happened because, you know, you prepared yourself saying, okay, I'm going to Polokwane, and you have spent money, you pour the petrol, the next thing you're stuck. And some people, when you ask them, they tell you that I bought this car yesterday. But now you get stuck today. You said, okay, I just bought this car yesterday. You ask, what happened? He said, no, this car, it doesn't want to move because of the certain things. Now, I'm advising you tonight that if there's a car that you saw, before you even buy it, make sure that that car is drivable. Make sure that that car it's moving. Because believe in me, it becomes a problem where you find out that someone, it's a, how can I say, someone he stacked because of the car that he bought yesterday, because the car maybe it's overheating. Before you buy it, make sure that you know how is the car. Alright, let's just do this just to remind you who we are, why are you here. As you have tuned in, maybe you're surprised, but what's happening? They just talk, but I don't know who they are. Just listen.
Time to meditate. John Ramabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace. By the grace radio.
Just for the soul.
Oh, end up with favor, man. Nara Dre, I will buy the grace ministry.
We are going to buy the grace radio number 3, Sierra Gas Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, La Midre, 1685.
Now, I'm going to buy the minister of this administration.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And to go man, if you don't need to follow, you can't teach the radio. I'm going to buy
Yeah, I'm going to read the phone number 073-269-2731. I'm going to read the WhatsApp 083-289-4658. I'm going to read the www.radio.bythegrace.org. I'm going to read the radio at bythegrace.org.
By the grace radio, just for me, so.
Emmanuel.
Name is God Emmanuel. That is Elijah Oyelende. What a beautiful Friday. On this Friday, he's saying your name is Jehovah. I don't know what will you call him, but he's calling him Emmanuel. That your name is Emmanuel. Your name is Jehovah. Now you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul, you are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. The time is exactly 18:50 CAT Central African Time. 18:50 CAT Central African Time. What a beautiful evening. What a beautiful Friday. You know, as I was saying to you, that before you buy anything, you must make sure that what you're buying is in good condition, especially when it comes to the issue of car. Make sure that before you buy that car, you are sure that that car is in a good condition. Because it becomes a problem buying the car, you took the money that you said, okay, I'm saving it for the car, and then you buy the car, after that the car is no longer moving. You know, my heart is painful when I see people leaving the cars at home. The person tells you that I drove this car to home, now I can't come back with it to outing, because I can't come back with it to where I'm working because of the certain problem. I'm advising you, I'm saying, make sure that before you buy that car, you know the history, the service history of the car. And make sure that before you buy it, you can drive it, especially if you are buying it to a street. Because people, when they sell the car, sometimes they put for sale. The person still driving it, saying for sale. And when you see it, you buy it. But it's very important that before you buy it, you know that this car isn't a good car. I know that it's not everybody who can afford the car, the financed car that you buy from the garage, because you need to get the money, the approval from the bank. And our hands are not the same. Some they are able, they can be able. Some of us, we are not able. But it's very important that before you do that, before you buy that car, you know that that car is in a good condition, so that it won't give you a problem. It's very painful seeing somebody you worked for the whole year working to get that car. Now, you buy the car, and as you buy the car, as you drive it, after a year or after 2 days, the car is stuck. And when you try to consult that person that who sold the car, he's telling you that that car is no longer my issue. It's very painful. He's telling you that that car is no longer my problem. There are those people who will tell you that. Or the car is not my problem. The car is not my problem. Remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Our scripture reading tonight is in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 10, verse number 1. You know, I know it is. Just imagine you worked for 12 months. You were saving money. You were saving whatever that you're saving so that you can use it in December. And then you get a car, you buy it. As you buy that car, you drive it for 2 days. The car stacked. They say, Ishapile engine, meaning the engine is broke. The engine is broken. But you bought that car the day before yesterday. They say the engine is broken. Now, meaning it's your responsibility to fix the car. And you used your last money, which was 25,000, to buy that car, saying, I'm going to surprise my wife. I'm going to surprise my children, because you wanted that car. It's very important before you buy the car, you know the condition of the car. Before you buy the car, you know the history of the car. It's very important. I know, as I told you, that it's not everybody who can afford the finance that the bank will finance you. It's not everyone. Okay. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Let's just say this. We're going to say, alright, we're going to say everything is blessed. We're going to say everything is blessed. My hands are blessed. Everything that I do is blessed. Just enjoy this song as we meditate.
Say my hand at the hands of God. They cannot be paralyzed. Say, my eyes. They are the eyes of God. They cannot be blind. Say, my whole body is the temple of God. It cannot go down. It cannot go down. It cannot go down. My hands are blessed. My legs are blessed. My head is blessed. Everything is blessed. My hands are blessed. My legs are blessed. My head is blessed. Everything is blessed. Let me say it.
My hands are blessed.
Everything is blessed by Joe Praise. Everything is blessed. Whatever I touch is blessed. Whatever that I touch is blessed. Whatever that I do is blessed. That is Joe Praise. The time is exactly 7 o'clock CAT Central African Time. We're saying everything is blessed. Now, I just want to say to you that there's something that is we are having some technical issues which it will cause us to close our show, but we'll continue tomorrow because of some other issues that they are beyond our control. Just enjoy the everything that will be happening. That was Joe Praise saying that everything is blessed. Everything is blessed. Everything is blessed.